This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Diesel prices in the U.S. have hit record highs. We'll have more right after this.
In rural Iowa, you need reliable information. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network brings you ag-specific content like market trends, weather outlooks, and policy updates that matter to your operation, while your local station brings you community news and consistent updates on what is happening in your area. It's a partnership built for the challenges of rural life. Your farm, your local station, and your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. Find us online at iowaagnet.com.
Oil prices have been on a roller coaster ride ever since the United States and Israel started bombing Iran. Patrick DeHaan, senior petroleum analyst at GasBuddy.com, said it should come as no surprise that fuel prices are moving higher because of increased oil prices. But what has perhaps surprised many in the farming world is how steep the jump has been for diesel prices.
Diesel prices have never been higher in the areas of Washington State. Certainly seeing some of that record-setting levels in California as well, where some cities now getting close to $8 per gallon of diesel. So certainly some lofty diesel numbers. Increases have slowed, but I do expect them to continue this week. Of course, a lot of that really contingent on what develops between the U.S. and Iran.
DeHaan said that as far as the future of oil and fuel prices is concerned, it's hard to predict where prices are going. If the United States and Iran can reach some kind of agreement in the coming weeks, prices may start to move lower. However, if President Trump sends in ground troops, the situation would turn worse.
It certainly would inflame the situation and likely push oil prices up, but it depends on the degree and what any ground troop campaign may look like. I think that's going to be the details. Will it ultimately end or improve the situation? I think there is a possibility that sending ground troops in may result in a faster conclusion, although it just depends on the manner in which ground troops may be utilized. So I think there's a lot of open-end questions there. Ultimately, that may lead to a faster resolution to the situation, but it also has plenty of risk with it as well.
For the World of Agriculture on Iowa Ag Radio, I'm Riley Smith.